hearing this afternoon. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. Now, he started this about a week and a half ago. And I thought we were going to talk about it last week, but it wasn't last week, it was today. So if you'll bow your heads, we're going to run to him who is the resurrection. Lord Jesus, without you, we can do nothing. We can make messes on our own. But we really want to bow to you and let your Holy Spirit manifest the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is the living bread that came from heaven. And all of God's people said, amen. I heard John chapter 6, so we're going to kind of take a peek at John chapter 6. You can probably study the whole chapter when you're up to it. But I want to concentrate on verse 35 is where we're going to start. Jesus has been kind of pushing some buttons, and he's letting them know that he is, you know, doing his best to release what God has already told him about himself. But he's also declaring in verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. When Carmela was sharing her desire to obey the Lord, and the press of her spirit not always matching her brain or the words that were spoken, in case you forgot, dear, you're amongst friends here. We've been there. We've tasted. We understand, and we give the glory to him. So I was blessed. Agreed also with Jackie, because sometimes what is so obvious doesn't make any sense, and you say, oh my God, now what? Yet there's the other side where God says to you, I'm taking this one home. And you'd like to say, you sure you want to go this route, Lord? You know, and there are times he's going to let you know, I am not here to do my will or to do your will. I'm here to do my Father's will. So when you go back and you know his will is to heal and to set free, and you stick with what you know, the Lord will come through. Now, many times we say, oh, but I believe. But sometimes it's believing for selfish reasons. Are you catching on? Okay? It's not believing that he's able to satisfy his own plan. Sometimes we think his plan is not to heal. But in reality, his plan is to heal all the time. Healing comes in multiples of levels. And there are seasons where I had to struggle, hold on to the promises, and just to declare them and say, Lord, I am choosing to believe. Because my believer was worn out. How many have ever gotten to that point where your believer just is, ugh. I'm so discouraged. Now, you know, I could not be the only one here. I thought I would get a few amens, but I... Amen. The emotions take over. This lady that prayed for an angel, hopefully she prayed with one that had a pink shirt. Not at the time, okay. But she got an answer from the Lord. Not to please herself, but to get herself safe home. 38, I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me. This is the trigger that I want you to see. But raise them up at the last day. Well, now, what does that mean? Raise them up at the last day. There's a last day because there's the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, and the seventh day. Genesis. The seventh day is the day of resurrection. And God is going to lift up his creation. If you check out Romans 8, it says all of creation is crying out for deliverance. And most of us are trying to get what we need or what we want to survive. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. What I am saying is there's a much bigger plan involved. And when God decides that it's the seventh day, and I believe we've already begun it, it would be no different than when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Do you think that he would send a message to the king? Which he did, but it turned sour. The king wanted to kill instead of lift up the king that had just been born. And he knew. Do you think for one moment that maybe you, the enemy, would like to get rid of you? Because you're a sign that there is a quality real resurrection that will take place in his saints. It will take place. And when it does take place, all of creation will get a great big blessing. You say, well, I don't know about all that. You don't need to. He'll make it clear. It's not going to be me that's going to make it clear. It's going to be him. Verse 40. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. He says it twice. Scripture says everything is established in two or three witnesses. So, twice he speaks it in hopes that somebody's going to wake up. At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Not realizing that every single man, woman, and child that has been released into the earth has come from the heavenly realm. They didn't catch on that they were three parts. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Spirit, soul, and body. The part that's like God is your spirit man. So if you're grumbling about not understanding, ask Papa where you came from. You came from him. Verse 43, I think, is kind of neat because he says, stop grumbling among yourselves. So he's exposing their little riffraff that's going on. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. That's three times. Three times in what, five verses?
Did you get a clue? He's going to do what to you? Yeah, he's going to resurrect you from where you've been to where you need to be. You say, have you any idea? I wish it was tomorrow. I should have heard a few amens there too. Amen. You know, when the word of the Lord starts manifesting in your life and you begin to see his assistance and his coordinates, we come up a little. But then the next test comes and we usually kind of nosedives or level off or we get depressed again because we're so accustomed to looking at the circumstances around us. And how many have a few voices around them that usually pull them down a little bit? Thank you. So what do you have to do? You have to make up your mind that he is the resurrection. He's not going to change his mind. And he's resident within you. Now, I could keep on going, but I want you to come with me to a couple of other little places that I pray will give you a little boost. Okay? John chapter 5, verse 25 says, I tell you the truth, the time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. Is he talking about those in the grave? He could be. But you know what? If you take a walk out there like your vision says, and the majority of those are dead. If you go upstairs to the little restaurant, majority of those people are dead. You walk down the other end, they may be in bed and sleeping. But spiritually, they're as dead as doornails, the majority. My street is loaded with dead people. I can speak life into them. But unless they receive it, and unless Papa draws them, I'm working for nothing. I'm trying to do my plan. How many know my plan will stink eventually? Thank you. It'll turn to mold. Unless the Father draws, unless it's his plan to draw them in, it's not going to happen. I've lived on that street for 50 years. 2 years ago, the Lord told me to bring some oil and go anoint one of my neighbors. And she's a very good religious person that goes to church and along with her husband. And the Lord said to minister to her. She read 3 books in a month. I blessed her twice. The Lord said, the door is closing. The door closed. I haven't seen her. A few months later, the Lord moved one house up. And I brought another neighbor who was having hip surgery. Had both hips replaced. 50-something years old. Brought him a book called Prison to Praise. Saw him a few weeks later. He says, I don't know how I would have went through the surgeries without knowing what you taught me through that book. I learned to pray that God had a plan and it was going to unfold. And the door closed the door. So I put some seeds in. They're growing. But when it's time for God to do something else, he'll do it. Now, is it going to be 50 more years before something happens? It's up to the Lord, not up to me. It is a balancing act. Okay? It's a balancing act. That's a good word, by the way. John 6:40. My Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. You heard. He's going to do it. John 11:25. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. So now, even if your body decides to go into the grave, you're going to what? Live. You know, believing all this, St. Paul got into trouble many times because he declared the resurrection. Acts 24:15. And I have the same hope in God as these men, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. Whew. You want to be there? I want to see their faces. You say, oh, Kim, you want to retaliate? No, I don't want to retaliate. I'd love to probably in my flesh tell you, I told you so. How many have flesh still hanging on? Thank you. You know, you'd like to give them a kick in the right place to wake them up. But you know what? Unless Papa does it, you and your flesh are going to create another problem. Got it? Unless Papa draws. Unless Papa pulls them in. You know, you could cry out all day long and it's not going to change a thing. 2 Corinthians 4:14. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. That is a cool scripture. He's going to present us with him. You know, that's going to be quite a day. When is it? It's around the corner. It's around the corner. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, he was going to be declared what? The Son of God when he went in 30 years later into the Jordan. Yeah. That was all part of the new age that was coming in. And then when Jesus was on the cross, he said, it is. So the completion came at 33. What am I trying to make you aware of? You are a chosen generation. You are a chosen people. Peculiar, yes. But of a nature that is so awesome. That everything you could conceive in your brain will be outshone. He's going to make you aware that everything is much greater in that realm than what you see in this realm. Last scripture, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. The dead in Christ will rise first. Is that the physically dead ones or the spiritually dead ones? If you're dead to yourself, if you're dead to your desires, I believe you'll be first. If you're dead to your own plan, your resurrection will come at that instant. And you know, some people think, oh, well, maybe it'd be better if I went to the grave. I don't think rigor mortis is such a good friend. I really don't. Not such a hot deal to be embalmed. You know, I can bypass that.
I really can. It's not interesting, as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you, you know, the scripture says that John the Baptist was the greatest man of the old covenant. Now, scripture also says that the least in the kingdom of God is greater than him. That's you. And you put yourself down? No. Kick yourself up. Close your eyes right now. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to declare tonight that the resurrection is alive in me. He is alive in me now. And the dead parts of me need to rise to new life for God's glory. And I'm telling myself now, it's time to come out of the grave mentality. And to put on the mind of Christ, which is resurrection now. And to do. And to be. All that he's called us to do and be. For his glory. Because Papa's got a plan for me. And I will complete it. Because I've got his grace. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, you've got his grace. And you're going to make it. Resurrection is on you right now. And you look good with it. Amen. And amen. Share some hugs with each other.